Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Lawrence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Levy steals second. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson strikes out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawrence. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Gehringer moves to second. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebert hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Schult reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and has Schult trapped. He races towards second and tags Schult for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Goslin moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy strikes out. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebert strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawrence hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richardson for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Rule moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Rule scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lawrence takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawrence moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 4 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Levy bunts towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 4 in the game. Hebert bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy scores. Schult moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Farrell interferes with Rule, who is awarded first base. Walker moves to second. JoJo White pinch runs for Muddy Rule. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Uhel bunts towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to third for the out. White moves to second. One out. Heinie Schubel pinch runs for George Uhel. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Johnson reaches second base with a double. White scores. Schubel moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-5 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schubel scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.